I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Now that the big game hunting seasons are behind us, hunters are starting to measure up those antlers they collected during the fall. We'll talk about the DNR's Big Buck Contest coming up in a moment. Part 2 of the DNR Report in 3, 2, 1. Every year, the West Virginia DNR sponsors its Big Buck Contest, which in many ways is less of a contest and more of a recognition of the accomplishment of killing a trophy buck. Gary Foster, Game Management Supervisor at DNR, says there are four categories and minimum scores in each for qualification.
There's a typical category and a non-typical. For bow and crossbow, typical would be 125. And for non-typical bow and crossbow harvest, it would be 155. And then we go over to the gun and muzzleloader harvest, and typicals would be 140 minimum, and non-typicals would be 165. And that's for entry into the West Virginia Big Buck Contest. And some of those standards will be lower if the hunter would want it entered into, like the Pope and Young or the Boone and Crockett Club.
Those killed with a bow or a crossbow are scored under Pope and Young, while the gun and muzzleloader kills are scored with the Boone and Crockett system. Over the years, the contest has created quite a database for the DNR.
We have several official scores within the DNR, and the West Virginia Big Buck Contest does provide a service to the public in terms of having folks around the state that are official scorers and that can score hunters, animals for them, but it also does provide a kind of a database of some additional biological information. It gives us an idea of where those larger bucks are coming from, and it's just one more kind of piece of the puzzle, I guess, or one more layer of information that we use to kind of evaluate how herd conditions and that type of thing.
Now, we all enjoy the opportunity to kill a big buck, but the average West Virginia hunter is satisfied just to kill a deer. Foster said, though, for some, this means a lot.
There is definitely a segment of hunters that they spend a lot of time pursuing larger racked animals, so it definitely attracts a lot of attention for at least a certain segment of hunters.
Antlers have to be dried in the air for 60 days before they can be officially scored and had to be killed in the fall of 2013. You can contact any DNR office and set up an appointment, or just bring it to the West Virginia Hunting and Fishing Show in Charleston January 17th through the 19th, where the bulk of those deer are scored. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.